B'shus, Moiv Abosai. It seems appropriate that that the focus, or part of the focus for Limud, should be on the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. It's the defining mitzvah of the Rav's life. So I'm hoping that we'll spend a few minutes together, Bezvus Hashem Bli Neder, learning a little bit the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis of Yesodei HaTorah, and as time allows, to try to glean Kefi Asher Taseg Yadenu a little bit. The Rambam begins in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, and he writes, Hakala Nichbad V'Hanorah Hazeh, Mitzvah le'ahavo u'le'yira himenu. Shenema v'ahavta es Hashem alokecha, v'nema es Hashem alokecha tira. This is something which is very striking within the context of the Rambam's corpus and style. Generally, if we'll survey the Yad HaChazakah, so we'll find that the Rambam gives each mitzvah its due. Each mitzvah is introduced independently, and then the Rambam proceeds to discuss each mitzvah. And here, the Rambam makes a point of introducing the mitzvahs of Ahava and Yira together. B'neshima Achas. What's more, he continues, and this symbiosis of Ahava and Yira, the Rambam is clearly indicating to us in Halacha Beis, is not his chiddush. The Rambam continues in Halacha Beis and says, V'hechi ha'derech la'avoso v'yiroso. What's the path that one needs to follow in order to cultivate and attain degrees of Ahava and Yira? And the Rambam famously writes, "B'shar sheyizbonen ha'odom b'maisav ubav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim." When a person will reflect upon the wondrous handiwork and creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yir me'en chochmoso she'en lo erech v'lo keitz, and we'll see the inestimable, infinite wisdom, miyad hu oev v'mashabech u'mefor misav v'tay v'gdeh l'leida Hashem HaGadol Baruch, Hashem HaGadol. So immediately, instantaneously, the reaction that will engender within him is one of ahava. A person will be overtaken with this sense of ahava, totally captivated, totally enthralled, will praise, will glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will experience this intense longing to know more and more. Then the Rambam continues, "Kshemachashev yadvarim ha'elu atzman," when a person will reflect on this very same data, on the Maisa of Ubav HaNifloim, it will also engender a second complementary reaction. Miyad hu nirta l'achorav, the person will recoil. V'yira v'yifached v'yeda shubi, and he'll have a sense of tremendous awe. V'yeda shubi yaktana shvela afela, and will realize what a lowly, unenlightened creature he is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the same impetus for Ahava and Yira. Hechi aderech la'avosav yiroso, there's a single unified answer. It's not that there's one derech, there's one path that a person needs to traverse in order to cultivate Ahava, and there's a disparate, distinct second path that a person needs to traverse to cultivate Yira. No, there's one path. So this combination, this symbiosis of Ahava and Yira, the Rambam clearly is indicating, don't credit me with that chiddush. You see, in the Ribono Shel Olam's world, how Ahava and Yira are symbiotically related. What's the pshat in that? There's a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. There's a mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Obviously, on an ultimate level of fealty to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's inconsistent if I am mekayim one mitzvah, but not the other. But leaving that dimension aside, they're independent mitzvahs. If I take the lulav, but don't bench, if I bench but don't take the lulav, the one mitzvah is in its own orbit complete. And here, clearly, the Rambam is indicating Ava and Yira are symbiotically related. They're inextricably intertwined. Ava can't stand alone, independent of Yira, and the same is true for Yira. It can't stand independent alone from Ava. This can and perhaps should be understood on different levels from different perspectives, but just to suggest one for this evening, based on a profound comment of the Malbim in Parshas Vaschana. The Malbim comments, Malbim was a little bit of a Rav Soloveitchik type figure. He knew everything in the world, Kol Chochmas Sheba'olam, in addition to knowing all of Nigla and all of Nistor and all of philosophy. He knew his hekef, his both of the breadth and the depth of his knowledge. Ada Yom Hazeh remains breathtaking. So the Malbim makes the following comment. He says, if you look at ancient religions, he says that there was no ancient religion that had both a mitzvah of Ahava and Yira. There was no deity which was both revered and loved on the one hand, and on the other hand, feared and with a sense of awe on the other hand. And the reason for that is that the polytheists couldn't understand how the experiences in life, when we experience midas harachamim, midas hachesed, and on the other hand, the times and moments when we experience midas hadin, they couldn't imagine how those could emanate from one source. So they had at least shtei rishuyos. That they couldn't associate what on the human level is experienced as tov and ra. They couldn't associate that with one Ribono Shel Olam. The Torah comes and teaches us Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, v'kishem shechayv adam levarach al ha'ra, kishem shemevarach al ha'tova. That we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as responsible in his providence, through his providence, for everything which happens in the world, both that which we appreciate, which we understand, which we experience as Amidas HaRachamim, as well as that which we don't understand and don't necessarily appreciate and experience as Amidas HaDin. So what underlies the fact that there's both the mitzvah of Ava and Yira is Yichud Hashem. The fact that Hashem Echad, there's one Ribono Shel Olam, that means one Ribono Shel Olam who's responsible, again, for what on the human level is experienced as good, as well as what on the human level, not the ultimate one, but on the human level is experiences bad. There's one Ribbono Shel Olam responsible. Based on this Malbim, on a certain level, obviously I don't mean this literally on every level, but on a certain level, if a person has Avas Hashem, but without Yiras Hashem, a person has Yiras Hashem, but is bereft of Avas Hashem, so the Yichud Hashem is not being fully translated, projected, and experienced. Because Yichud Hashem, to affirm, to believe, to experience the world through a lens of Yichud Hashem, means that there's a midas harachamim in the world that we experience. There's a midas hadin in the world that we experience. And hakol nitnu meiroa echad. And that's why the Rambam says, hakel anichbad vahanora, the two adjectives, right? One for mitzvah sava, one for mitzvah zira. Mitzvah la'ava la'yira himenu. Because one without the other is lacking in translating our belief of Yichud Hashem. One thought. Let's continue here and try to touch again briefly, schematically, on two other points. Each of these points of the Rambam's points are deserving of much greater elaboration. The Rambam here in Parag Beis of Yisodei HaTorah introduces the mitzvahs of Av and Yir in Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Beis, he then follows up with Hechi Adarach La'Avosu V'Yirasu. Then he drops the mitzvahs of Av and Yir only to revisit mitzvahs of Av, as you recall, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. But what's so anomalous, or seemingly anomalous here, is that the Rambam tells us, Hechi haderech la'avosu v'yirasu. Rambam tells us how to look to attain ahava and yira, and yet the real definition of ahava he doesn't provide until Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva. It's almost as if he were to tell us, you know, there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day, and here's the address of the nearest Judaica store where they sell tefillin. V'zoi aderech to be able to be mekayim mitzvah tefillin. No, tell me what the mitzvah tefillin is. Tell me about the Dalet Parshios of Tefillin. Tell me what the mitzvah of Tefillin is. How do you introduce a mitzvah of Ahava? And the definition of what Ahava means, Osa Emes Mnei Shu Emes, Mnei Aves Adon Kol Oretz Shetziva Ba, not a word of that here. So clearly the Rambam has his compelling reasons for why he wants / needs to divide his presentation, his discussion of mitzvahs avos Hashem, and present part of it in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, part of it in Hilchos Tshuva. But nevertheless, the question begs, how does one introduce the mitzvah and only talk about the Hechsher mitzvah? Only talk about introduce mitzvahs tefillin and then give me directions as to how to get to the sofer to buy a pair of tefillin. No, you won't want to tell me all the halachas now. Tell me some of the halachas now. At least give me the basic definition of the mitzvah. The Sefer Achinuch, with each mitzvah, as you know, Rabbi Sain, he concludes each mitzvah with the same format. He begins by defining the mitzvah, and at the conclusion, he says what a person would either do or abstain from doing, which would make him guilty of having neglected or violated the mitzvah. And generally, you know, it's dava v'hipucho. If the mitzvah is to daven daily, and a person lets a day elapse without davening, so then he's been mevat on the mitzvah, right? It's dava v'hipucho, something and its antithesis, thesis and antithesis. If the mitzvah is to lay in Kriya Shema in the morning, and Sosman Kriya Shema comes and goes, and a person hasn't said Kriya Shema, so he's been mevatel the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And that's the what we anticipate and what we do find overwhelmingly in the Sefer HaChinuch. So what do we expect by the mitzvah of Avos Hashem? That the mitzvah is to have Avos Hashem, and the bittel a mitzvah is if a person doesn't have Avos Hashem. But what is the Rambam, what is the Sefer HaChinuch actually, right? He says, "Va'over al zeh, a person who's guilty of Avos Hashem, the koveh machshavosav b'inyonim hagashmiyim u'bahavlei ha'olam shelo l'shem shamayim, a person whose whole life is focused on material matters and all the vanities of transient existence, shelo l'shem shamayim, not for any greater noble purpose. Rak l'sadek b'am levad. He's looking to have a good time. Or he's looking to acquire the kovod hamadume, which Olam Hazeh bountifully provides. So then, bitel esezeh. What's this whole arichus? Just say, a person who doesn't have Avos Hashem has been over in the mitzvah. No, the Sefer Chinuch says, a person who's not involved in the quest for Avos Hashem has been mevatel the mitzvah. Avos Hashem is a mitzvah of a quest and a journey. It's not a mitzvah of attaining a final goal and a final result. The mitzvah is the bikush. The mitzvah is the quest. The mitzvah is the yearning. The mitzvah is the striving. The mitzvah is the amola and yegiya. As a result of that, as a result of that striving, the mitzvah is not to reach a finish line. Why is that? Why is that? So our Rambam provides the answer to that. B'shoshi is born in Odom and Maisa B'bua V'anifloim V'yir me'an chochmoso she'en la'erach v'lo keitz M'yad hu oev u'mishabeach u'mefor misave taiva leida Hashem agado. The person has this tremendous taiva leida Hashem agado. But the Rambam just said that chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu's en la keitz. Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And yet, l'fi adeya tia ava. So clearly what it means is that there's no finish line. The mitzvah achilas matzah. Okay, maybe there's a kiyum to eat more than a kazayas, but l'maisa, you ate a kazayas, you did the mitzvah, you were mekayim the mitzvah. Avos Hashem, the mitzvah is the bikush, is the uvikashta misham, is the constant quest and journeying. And that's what the Rambam tells us, that keitzad hi ha-derech la'avosu v'yirasu, he's not telling us what the hechsher mitzvah is. The derech la'avosu v'yirasu, the Rambam is beginning what the dinei ha-mitzvah are. He's not telling us on the level of preliminaries, because the mitzvah consists of the quest, of the search, of the forward movement and motion towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no such thing as Yirmen Chochmaso she'ein la erech ve'ein la keitz. It's infinite. So by definition, a person doesn't reach an ultimate goal. There are milestones along that journey and that quest, but there's no ultimate goal that's attained. And similarly, this is something which you see elsewhere in the Rambam as well. The Rambam writes, what is the metaphor of tzaddikim yoshvim atrosem b'roshem b'nenim miziv hashchina mean in describing the life of Olam Haba, given the fact that Olam Haba, the Rambam says, is an incorporeal existence? There's incorporeal existence, then no need to bring your hat along, Rabbi Osei. So what does it mean that atrosem b'roshem b'nenim miziv hashchina? So the Rambam says in Parak Chesef Echos Tshuva, Mao ze she'omu v'nenin mizev ha'shchina, she'yodin u'masigin me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma she'enin yodin ve'hein beguf ha'ofel ha'shofel. In Olam Haba, which is a purely spiritual existence, a person has a greater capacity for Yediyas Hashem than he has in Olam Hazeh, which is a hybrid of physical and spiritual existence. So even in terms of what the ultimate human capacity is, a person can't attain that in Olam Hazeh. So the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is the bikush, is the journey in that direction. That's why the Sefer Chinuch doesn't say, well, if you didn't attain the goal, you were mevatel the mitzvah. He says, if you're not engaged in that quest, if you're not a part of that journey, then a person, Rachman Litzlan, has been mevatel a mitzvah. Heichei adach la'avoso v'yiroso is not describing a hechsher mitzvah. It's describing the mitzvah itself. Just, we have a few more minutes, Rabbi Osei. So perhaps let's try to highlight one other fundamental idea which emerges from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes that the person is prompted, is inspired through the hisbonenus, through the reflection on the ma'isim u'buam ha'niflam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is inspired that he's mis'ave taiva gedola leida Hashem HaGadol. He has a tremendous taiva. Funny description. Tremendous taiva. Where else do you find, I didn't plug in my Bar Ilan and check, but just I think the two associations that come to mind where the Rambam uses lehis avos to desire. So he has it in Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid when he talks about what it means to be moderate in eating. So the Rambam says v'chein lo yisave elo ledvarim shehaguf tzorech lahen. So taiva means physical desire, physical urge in this context, right? It's describing a physical desire, physical urge. Similarly, at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Omru Chachomim, Gezel v'arayos nafsho shel odom mis'avo lahen u'mechamdosem. And Bem is its Lashon Mikra, right? And Parshas Balosva, Bnei Yisrael, his Avu Taiva. I think we probably would have expected that in this context, the Rambam would have a different verb to describe this spiritual longing as distinct from a very physical, megushim dikka, desire. And yet the Rambam doesn't. Same verb. Misave taiva gedola. Misave taiva gedola. Okay, so we do that in English. Right? We would use the word desire in both of those contexts. But It's worthy of reflection. I think the Rambam's intent can be understood in light of a very, very important discussion that the Rav has in his monograph Uvikashta Misham. It's I'm going to read now B'nedim Yetzah Hashem again just briefly. I realize it's a little past nine. Anyone has to go hit the leave button of our site, please. But if you take a look in footnote two in Uvikashta Misham, so the Rav writes as follows: Haklal hamusari ha'atik shel hishtabdut ha'nefesh al ha'seichel lavash b'mishnaso shel ha'rambam tzura chadasha legamrei. The ethical principle, the time-honored ethical principle that the non-rational side of a human being should be subservient to the seichel, to the intellect, took on an entirely new form in the Rambam's teaching, in the Rambam's philosophy. Ein hu ta'ev lahakchid es hachayim ha'afektiviyim al kol shlal tziv'ehem kifisha nis'avsa b'shaita askolas ha'stoikanim b'tzayira es d'muz d'yukno shel ha'odam ha'toroni ha'elyam. The Rambam wasn't a stoic. The Rambam didn't preach Stoic philosophy that a person should only act with reason, and there should be almost excising all non-rational elements of the human personality. Or afilu lahashlit aleim shilton formali chad kivuni kifi shecholam Aristo. Nor did the Rambam share Aristotle's dream that there should be a one-sided hegemony where the seichel, where the intellect, rules over all non-rational elements of the human being. Masha Rabbeinu ratzo hu lezaveges hanefesh maseichel zivug shel kayoma. What the Rambam wanted is to wed the two, to conjoin the two. They shouldn't act independently of each other. Hadeyom hada'as, the intellect, mizdaveges im horegesh, again, it's conjoined with emotion, with feeling, umisasharis mimenu, and is enriched by it. On the one hand, hadas mefarneses es haregesh. On the one hand, it supports feeling. On the other hand, avogam nizonis mimeno. But it's also nourished by it. Yesh kan hashpaz gomlin. There's reciprocity. Now here come the really, really crucial lines of Rabbosai. Mitzad echad kishah afektim mismazgim im haseichel. The very character of the non-rational side of a person is transformed when they're guided by seichel, by the intellect. Ha'ofi ha'pasivi affektivi shokea v'holech b'mkom ha'his v'shmus ha'hechrechis tzotzo ha'pi'ilus ha'chofshis. The idea being as follows, what the Rav is saying here, maybe a little bit of a mashal. When a person, let's say, I have a weakness for chocolate rugelach. Okay, I'm not commenting on whether or not this is a true example, an imagined example. We'll leave that for the audience to form their own judgment on. I think if I shut off the video, I have a better chance of a favorable verdict on that. So what happens when that non-rational side expresses itself? Basically, I'm reacting. I'm just reacting to the fact that it's a taste I enjoy, that instinctively there's pleasure and enjoyment associated with it. And I'm just being totally passive and instinctive in my affective life. What about the chibuv of mitzvah and the taiva that a person has for the kezayis matzah at the Seder? There's also a taiva there. The person also should eat that kezayis with relish. Tahidu, the person should eat it with relish. Matzah should be necheles l'teovam. But is that a passive, instinctive, reactive affect? Or since, in this instance, the non-rational is being guided by, steered, and channeled by the rational, this is an active, proactive, voluntaristic affectation. It's a profound, profound point that the Rav is expounding from the Rambam's philosophy. Emotions, desires can be, and in an unredeemed life, in a life that's not elevated by Seichel HaTorah, inevitably will be passive, instinctive. Certain things naturally, instinctively appeal to us, and we're just responding based on that brutish instinct. We're responding reflexively. There's nothing voluntaristic. There's nothing active about it. But when there's the Shiltan HaSeichel, and the taiva for the matzah is something that I will and I choose, so then the affective life has been transformed from something passive, involuntary, to something proactive and something voluntary. Me'idach gisa, within this reciprocal relation, mitzad acher, gam ha-hakara mis'aleis al-yedei hizdav gusa im ha-rikshiyus. But understanding, apprehension, cognition is also elevated through this marriage to the emotional, non-rational side. And here comes an extraordinary, extraordinary sentence. Extraordinary. Achdos ha-maskil v'ha-muskol mi-gufei mishnoso shel Rabbeinu miskayemes rak al-yedei ha-kara shkuyas ava u-retzio. The highest form of understanding is only when that understanding is saturated with will, with love, with desire. What does that mean? The ideal, when the Rambam describes in Parag Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, when he describes what the ideal of Avas Hashem is, the Ketzad Hiyo Ava Haruya, He Sheyoves Hashem Ava Gedola Yisera Rabba Aza Adma Od. A person should have an Avas Hashem which is unlimited, unbounded, intense. Achetai Nafsho Kshur Ba'Avas Hashem Benimtso Shoge Batomid. The Rambam is describing not some kind of cold, detached intellectualism, but a passionate desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With the Seichel, after first transforming the emotions and the non-rational side, then is able to harness them in that quest and journey. The Rab Aza Adma Od, Those are not intellectual categories. The Avas Hashem, the Das, that a person sits down to learn Torah, to attain Yediyas Hashem, he's learning with a Bren. And it's only with that passion, with that fire, that a person attains what can be attained in terms of Yediyas Hashem. The Rambam says, Mis'ave Taiva Gedola, because Avas Hashem doesn't leave behind, doesn't reject, doesn't look to suppress different facets of the personality. But on the contrary, it first, through the Das, they're transformed, and then they're harnessed, and they're crucial for attaining Yediyas Hashem and greater Avas Hashem. And Bedavka, the Rambam, uses that term of Mis'ave Taiva Gedola with its associations. Avas Hashem is something which doesn't only engage the human intellect. The Rambam's equation of the Fiat Deity Ava notwithstanding, it's something that is all-encompassing. It's something that engages the entire person. And that too, the Rambam is hinting at in Bedavka using that phrase of Mis'ave, that capacity for Taiva that a person has can be transformed, can be elevated, and then in a crucial, pivotal way, can then be harnessed in that journey to energize the person in that lifelong journey without a finish line of attaining incrementally higher and higher degrees of Avas Hashem. Thank you very much, Rav Asa, a good morning.